My name is Max Young. I'm a principal with Capital BPM. We are a platinum certified partner with Kamunda. And today I have Josh with me. Josh, could you please introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your background?
Sure thing, Max. Hello, Josh Roach, Strategic Account Executive here at Kamunda, managing some of our largest clients and relationships in the banking and financial and healthcare space. And been a pleasure working with you all these years, Max, and excited for the conversations today.
So, Josh, a minute ago, you were just telling me that you're actually, even though you're sort of focused on the financial arena, your actual passion kind of revolves, or at least your hobby, as you described it, revolves around the healthcare space. That's a place that you have a unique interest in. Tell me about why that is, and tell me about what you mean when you talk about that, especially in what you mean when you talk about an omni-channel.
Sure. So I've had an existing growing relationship with a few healthcare accounts in my time with Kamunda. And I found that really Kamunda itself, from a solution standpoint, has a great fit for the industry when it comes to omnichannel healthcare strategy. And a lot of that is built on the fact that many of the different entities that exist out there in the healthcare space are looking to focus and evolve their practices around omnichannel healthcare strategy. And the way I envision this is that it's all about using technology and business practices to improve the overall customer experience. And when that's related to healthcare, that is, how do we manage our own personal health? How do we use all of the kind of contributors in the ecosystem, doctors, payers, what have you, insurers, to create this synergy across everything to help deliver better results and at the end, better healthcare for you and I. And the fact that we can combine our technology to deliver better outcomes to a certain extent is really what kind of drew me into this and made it really my passion project here at Kamunda.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. It seems to me, though, that in this space there is sort of there's this idea that you can buy, prefab solutions for certain subcomponents of healthcare delivery, whether it's a paying provider, patient care. But there isn't sort of a unified approach, and a lot of times these different disparate pieces don't necessarily fit in well together. So you do almost as much work, like integrating them, as you would if you sort of built something that was organic, that sort of end to end. What are your thoughts on that?
I would agree 100% is that, the current challenge within the industry is that many of these larger companies have an offering that is built of many different entities within the ecosystem buying these point solutions that work great for the specific need. But when you look at the connective nature of what they need to deliver, there's many challenges with systems not being able to speak to one another or break down when a process leaves one point solution and moves over to another. And that's where really orchestration comes into play.
Yeah, in my mind, the image that I have is trying to make a Swiss Army knife by sort of scotch taping a bunch of different things together, right? Like it sounds like a good idea, but it's not organic and it doesn't travel well.
Exactly. Where's the visibility, or how do you check the status of really any given point in time in the healthcare process when you're fragmented, right, across these different solutions that, of course, fit the need individually, but collectively have some shortcomings?
And I think that's where, like, process orchestration, regardless of whether it's Kamunda or someone else, makes sense, because process orchestration is designed to literally be anti-fragile. It's meant to literally adapt to change, because you have a temporal need when you design system A, system B, system C, but those temporal needs change over time. And if you don't have the ability to adjust those pieces and also adjust the connective tissue between them, then you're sort of moving your problem, but you haven't solved your problem. And your problem is that you don't have a unified perspective on what the patient's experience is like.
Exactly, Max. And what really started me down this path is working with one of our customers. We're exploring the recent changes in regulatory compliance for the pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, and the group purchasing organizations, the GPO space, that is becoming really under a lot of scrutiny, if you really think about it from a compliance perspective. And we're working with a few clients to talk about certain challenges here. How do you adapt? How do you change? And how do you make sure that the solutions that you're building allow you to continuously do that, evolve, right, your technology standing over time. And that's what kind of led me to falling in love with the concept of omnichannel strategy. And again, leading us to the conversations today.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges in this arena right now?
Well, I would say back to your point about point solutions is that there are great tools that exist out there, right, to solve certain problems, but not all problems. And how do you account for keeping those tools, but evolving beyond them or evolving with them in mind? And that's, again, goes back to orchestration and why there's so much value in it. So I think that there's a lot of opportunity for organizations to address the challenge of evolving, right, technologically speaking, and from a regulatory perspective, with the right tools. And like Komuta, like I said, is that fit? But yeah. The challenge is, you know, how do you adapt without leaving everything behind? You don't want to throw out everything. You can't. It's not possible. So evolve with what you have is kind of the mentality here. And I think that that's the challenge where, again, I like to think that Komuta is a good fit.
So getting slightly below the surface and getting kind of technical and tactical, one of the things that I've really been excited about is the use of Komuta Optimize, but with a predictive AI algorithm that will sort of say, if you continue down this path, you will achieve these KPIs and this SLA. Are you sure you don't want to make a change maybe here or this previous step, or, you know, you don't want to double check that you're not in violation of regulatory compliance because there's a hefty fine down the way, or, you know, you're referring to like a sister state, but not this other one over here where the fees are higher. There's a lot that I think is really interesting. And I think one of the features, not bugs, of the Komuta ecosystem about this is that there's not a hard and fast set of solutions that was predicated on a set of assumptions that, you know, maybe 3 years ago were true, but now in the world of AI are no longer true. And Komuta can kind of adapt to those things. And I don't mean to make this a Komuta commercial. I think there are a lot of lean engines that can do this sort of stuff. But when you come in sort of prepackaged for everything, then you're kind of in a dry spot if something changes, right? And yes. your predicate assumptions change, and all of a sudden you have this monolithic system that you paid maybe millions of dollars for, tens of millions of dollars for, and it just can't solve your problem.
Yeah. No, agreed 100%.
Now, how do you feel about the use of traditional decisioning, like DMN tables and whatnot, to be able to sort of lubricate the way the different systems fit in together?
So I think that DMN is a great tool, specifically in the healthcare space, because you can automate decision logic around simple decisions, right? If X, then Y, right? Outcomes that remove some of the human component or decisions that needed to be made before. Mm-hmm. And the beauty about DMN is that it's very adaptable, right? You mentioned one of the key challenges, right? Regulatory compliance is a broad concept, but think of the individual states and having to adapt for federal laws, state laws, what have you. The DMN tables can be copied, changed, and altered in a way that allows you to still continue to work within the process, but updating the logic behind many decisions. So you mentioned optimize and improving certain, or getting visibility into performance. Okay. And using that intelligence on how to, you know, improve different points of your process. The same with DMN. You can update it, you can then refresh your model, and then use that logic within that model, running and managing your processes. So again, it's a great tool because it's simple. It does automate decision logic, and it's a very adaptable within the BPMN process.
That being said, what are some of the areas, like discrete problems within the healthcare space, that you think are sort of ripe for a set solution? You know, like in like the financial space, we would talk about like a know your customer sort of thing, right? Where it's, this is a well-known process, we want to be able to do this. Or income verification, this is a known process, we want to be able to do this. What are some What are some corresponding congruent elements in the healthcare space?
Sure. Top of mind, I would say, patient onboarding or customer onboarding, whether that's, onboarding for services at the hospital level, in the insurer space, right? Bringing people onto new policies and validating coverages. On the tail end of that, I would say, policy adjudication. This is where you're looking to confirm what coverages are applied to certain medications and even validating what medications can work cohesively with other treatments, say a customer is going through. So all of these things are challenging because, again, you mentioned fragmented systems or information may sit in one of these amazing proprietary tools, but you can't access it because it's essentially a black box and doesn't communicate well with the other solutions. And that's a huge challenge and creates a lot of risk in patient treatment.
And what would you advise for, let's say you're talking to an executive for a healthcare company and they're buying and absorbing different smaller organizations. And some of those companies come with their own prefab, either homegrown or sort of prefab solutions. What are the heuristics that would guide someone to say, I should go and build my own using an orchestration engine, or I should integrate these existing assets into a whole? How does the chief medical officer or the chief technology officer of Acme Healthcare make that decision? What are the guiding principles?
The first question that I typically ask in conversations like this is, what visibility do you have into the totality of the landscape that you need to manage, right? And usually the answer is limited or not much when it comes to the entire patient journey, to be honest with you. Like you mentioned, they have great tools that do one function and do it incredibly well for the needs that they have. But at scale across the enterprise, right, when you're absorbing all these other entities to create a total customer experience, there's different systems, legacy, and things that have been built to modernize their own ecosystems in that little bubble that have to work with all the other bubbles. And when I say bubbles, different entities in the landscape. And that's where the challenge is, visibility and understanding of how things are performing across all endpoints, because these are very complex processes that they have to manage and navigate. So I usually start there. What is your visibility? What do you have to work with? And in the realm of mergers and acquisitions, because it's a very competitive industry, sure. How are you absorbing these other entities and what they've built from a proprietary technology or solution standpoint? And orchestration is the natural progression of herding the cats or making all of these things work in a very harmonistic way.
Got it. So you would sort of advise working from the outside in, like, hey, what are the key process indicators? How much of them are you able to see? What percentage are you getting from each one of these, say, six key subsystems, right? Sure. And then figuring out what you want to see. And then only after that, the technology comes in and we talk about, ways to extract data or ways to, build a bridge between, system X and system Y. Is that about right?
Exactly, right? And the key thing is you can build a great application with Camunda, right? It's built for that. But the other factor is, it provides an amazing orchestration layer to allow all of these different solutions to work together towards a common good. And I think that's very relevant for healthcare.
When you say things like common good, it sounds like a cliche, but it's perfect. It's exactly the right concept here. The common good, what's good for the customer, what's good for the patient, what's good for the provider, what's good for the physicians and the stakeholders in the company. That is a common good. There is what I would call an enlightened self-interest that can be achieved if you do this right.
Incredibly well said, Max. Yes.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Where do you think? So I have an opinion on this.
Sure.
This is a loaded question, but where do you think the healthcare industry is going to trend? And how would you advise your friends who are leaders in the healthcare space to be prepared to, land on their feet when they get there?
Sure. I would say that the key thing from a technical perspective, even a process perspective, is that you need to be nimble and be ready to adapt. If you follow the industry, you see that there have been so many different acquisitions of one company that provides X service. to be brought into a larger tapestry of different companies, different solutions that manage this end-to-end patient journey or healthcare experience. So in order to adapt and evolve, to accommodate mergers and acquisitions or the evolution of new technologies like AI, right, machine learning, you need something that is modular, something that allows you to plug and play what you have, you know, work with what you have to right. build what you need and to evolve accordingly, right, in that respect. And that's what I would say to, you know, IT leaders, medical leaders in the field, that you need to think of something that yeah. fits that need of a valuable tool in your solution toolbox that can accommodate that. Camuna is one of many tools. And again, something that should be considered a core solution, maybe in the space.
I think so too. I also think that tactically speaking, you know, we've had telemedicine for 10, 15 years, for example, but frankly, it's a little bit like Skype in 2013. Like it's choppy, it's edgy, like we don't use it very much because there are issues with, you know, translating text from what, you know, a very competent doctor in a different country might, how they might interpret an MRI versus, you know, how someone might read it in, I don't know, in my neck of the woods in South Carolina. And, you know, there's sort of sharp edges as you sort of transfer the information from one domain to another. But I suspect that with AI and its ability to do a softening of those edges, to do auto translation, to do, you know, predictive estimation, to sort of weed out bad heuristics that can lead to like a false positive outcome or a false negative outcome, I suspect that it's going to become a lot more possible to have essentially systems that transcend, you know, national boundaries. So you can take, you know, an MRI in Canada and you can send it to, you know, to someone in India to interpret it. And then when you're ready for like the medication, you can shop around and find the best place to actually buy the medication for your
yes.
patient, right? And I think that that is not a plane that we have, but, you know, this is the plane of problems that we've sort of always looked at in terms of the process providing healthcare. This is orthogonal. This stuff cuts across it. It's a disruptive way.
Yes.
Like these, you know, prefab systems were never designed with that because the assumption would have been absurd 3 years ago, 5 years ago.
100%, Max, right? I think you speak to the ideal state of omnichannel healthcare strategy, right? Breaking down these barriers across organizations, institutions, you know, different points of the healthcare journey to provide, again, I refer to it as synergy, right? Across these processes, across these people, and really, it leads to better outcomes, whether you're reducing risk, right? We talked about a lot of the work we're doing in the financial space. Yeah. To control and automate different points of risk and underwriting. The same applies to healthcare. And if we can use, say machine learning and AI to read an x-ray and assign that x-ray and that patient to the right specialist, think about how that's improving the customer journey, but also the outcomes of the entire healthcare process, right? Connecting in those specialists and creating a global way of delivery, right? Awesome. Again, it'd be exciting to see.
It would be, frankly, amazing, just from a technical nerdy perspective, of nothing else. Like the idea that we're reading an x-ray from you, and we know that by looking at your genetic background, that, you know, you come from a certain part of Ireland, and people in that part of Ireland tend to have this particular disease. So maybe highlight the probability that it would affect the bone growth in your elbow or something. Like, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's not that ridiculous.
No, you speak to something that is, I would say, something of sci-fi fiction not long ago, is something that could easily be a reality in, you know, say, the next few years, if you think about it. And it's incredibly exciting. And I think that's why I've really enjoyed exploring this topic and diving into conversations like this, because of the potential that really exists here that's within everyone's grasp, if you really think about it.
I feel like it's 1990 and I am telling people about email, and I cannot convey how much this is going to change their lives, but this is really going to change people's lives. This is going to be.
You mentioned like nerding out about this, and I do the same, right? I really do geek out about this, but behind it all, there's a matter of self-interest, right? If you think about it, what we explore today can define the healthcare systems and strategy for tomorrow. And when, say, you and I, God forbid, if we ever needed some type of treatment or healthcare or someone in our family did, if a technology built around, say, the work that we're doing can exist and deliver the outcomes that really we're exploring today, I think that just opens up the door to better treatments, you know, finding indicators of certain conditions in advance and catching things in advance. These are all things that technology could deliver if we can make it work in harmony, right? And evolve it over time. So again, it is nerding out 100%.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Josh, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for making time for this. I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Excellent. Yeah, same here, Max. I always enjoy the conversation. So thank you for the time.